Around cattle country on the Southeast Ag Network, when it comes to the Florida legislature, both the House and Senate have been very busy working on the budget. Sam Orr, Director of Governmental Affairs with the Florida Cattlemen's Association, said our budget this year is going to be about $3 billion short, and one of the things that all of the ag industry is following is how the budget cuts will affect IFAS at the University of Florida.
Right now, the Senate budget is much more favorable to IFAS. There are no disproportionate cuts. However, the House budget proposal at this point would cut their budget by $7 million, or a little over 5%. They would be looking at a significant loss of faculty and staff. That affects everything from 4-H, youth and nutrition programs, educational material, research, and that's what we're going to be working on as we go through this next week.
Now, Florida has a constitutional mandate to have a balanced budget, so everyone knows that budget cuts will be found in most areas. The full House Appropriations Council on Education is scheduled to vote on their version of the budget this coming Tuesday, March 23rd. In other legislative issues, Ard said Representative Mike Horner has filed House Bill 285, which concerns parental waivers.
In December 08, there was a Supreme Court ruling that said that parental waivers, which any parent has signed 100 of them or more, are no longer valid for a minor child. And it affects rodeos, it affects hunting activities, hunting leases, shooting sports, and is something that we need to have reenacted. And this bill will come up before the House Criminal and Civil Justice Policy Council Monday. Right now it's looking pretty good. Votes are going to be tight, but we think we have a 3 or 4 vote cushion there. And we're trying to keep this bill moving along and address this bad Supreme Court ruling.
That's just some of the issues the Florida Cattlemen's Association will continue to follow as the Florida legislature heads into their fourth week of the session. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.